In the secular world, we think if an idea is important, I'll bump into it. I'll just come across it. Nonsense, says the religious worldview. Religious worldview says we need calendars, we need to structure time, we need to synchronize encounters. This comes across also in the way in which religions set up rituals around important feelings. Take the moon. That's really important to look at the moon. You know, when you look at the moon, you think, I'm really small, what are my problems, sets things in perspective, etc., etc. We should all look at the moon a bit more often. We don't. Why don't we? Well, there's nothing to tell us, look at the moon. But if you're a Zen Buddhist in the middle of September, you will be ordered out of your home, made to stand on a canonical platform, and made to celebrate the festival of Tsukimi, where you will be given poems to read in honor of the moon and the passage of time and the frailty of life that it should remind us of. You'll be handed rice cakes, and the moon and the reflection on the moon will have a secure place in your heart. That's very good. The other thing that religions are really aware of is speak well. I'm not doing a very good job of this here, but oratory. Oratory is absolutely key to religions. You know, in the secular world, you can come through the university system and be a lousy speaker and still have a great career. But the religious world doesn't think that way. What you're saying needs to be backed up by a really convincing way of saying it. So if you go to an African-American Pentecostalist church in the American South, and you listen to how they talk, my goodness, they talk well. You know, after every convincing point, people will go, amen, amen, amen. You know, at the end of a really rousing paragraph, they'll all stand up and they'll go, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Christ, thank you, Savior. You know, if we were doing it like they do it, let's not do it, but if we were to do it, you know, I would tell you something like, culture should replace scripture, and you would go, amen, 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 and at the end of my talk, you would all stand up and you would go, thank you, Plato, thank you, Shakespeare, thank you, Jane Austen, and we'd know that we had a real rhythm going. All right, we're getting there, we're getting there.